Congressman Jim Banks from Indiana joins us now. Congressman, thanks for joining us on WGN Radio in Chicago. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you.
Now, you don't have a Popeil pocket fisherman in your glove box by any chance, do you?
I heard the description. It sounds like something I need to buy right away.
Lots of ponds out there in Indiana and streams, too, I suppose. Did we find you in D.C. today, or are you in our neighboring state?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm in the swamp, and I'm looking forward to getting out of D.C. and headed back to Northeast Indiana soon.
Did you watch the coverage, or were you in attendance in some way for the first day of the Select Committee hearings on what happened January 6th?
Well, you know, I was supposed to be in the room. Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader, submitted five names on the Republican side, and Pelosi waited a couple of days and rejected me and Jim Jordan from participating in the hearing. And the reason she rejected the two of us is because we were preparing to ask the tough questions that Nancy Pelosi didn't want to ask in the hearing this week and in hearings moving forward about the failure of leadership and the breakdown of security on January 6th on Nancy Pelosi's watch. So she rejected us from being in the room. But yes, I did watch it. Like many other people on Capitol Hill, I was here and there watching the hearing and frankly disappointed and angry that there were a number of questions that should have been asked at the hearing that were never even brought up in the conversation.
Well, it was just the first day. Maybe some of that other stuff will happen, but I trust you were moved by the testimony of the police officers.
Well, no doubt about it. I mean, obviously what happened that day was tragic. You heard tragic stories from all four of these police officers, but it should have never happened. And that's the point that many of us are making here in Washington, that what happened that day should not have happened. Here, when I was supposed to be the ranking member of the committee on the Republican side, I called on the chairman of the committee to bring the head of the Capitol Police Union, who would provide a perspective of all of the rank and file Capitol Police officers. Instead of there were two Capitol Police officers, two Metro D.C. police officers. They were, I mean, let's face the fact, they were cherry picked by Pelosi to fit the narrative that the Democrats want to talk about with this committee, which is an anti-Trump, anti-Republican narrative. But if you really want to bring a apolitical, nonpartisan figure, someone who's going to bring the real facts about what happened that day, who better than the head of the union, who every single rank-and-file Capitol Police officer belongs to, represented by the union, who had something very, very significant to say that day, and they wouldn't allow him in the room. They wouldn't allow the head of the union. I thought Democrats were pro-union, but in this case, they rejected the voice of the union to come and talk about a failure of leadership in the highest ranks of the Capitol Police that left the Capitol vulnerable that day. They wouldn't allow that part of the story to be told, which
right.
is, I think, really important and something that I hope they come to their senses and allow.
And I should tell you, what's disappointing to me is because I did watch it, and there were two Republicans on there, Congresswoman Cheney and our own congressman from the Chicago area, Adam Kinzinger. And I was disappointed that I didn't hear Republican voices, albeit the two were there, but they've been super critical of the president, and they seem to be on page with what the Democrats were saying. And if they couldn't agree that you and Congressman Jordan should be on there, I wish there were some other critical, moderating voices to that Democrat-sounding chorus. But the Republicans refuse to put other people on there.
Let me push back on that.
I'm disappointed with both sides. Well, I think it is
fair.
There were no other Republican voices.
This is the first time in American history that the leader of one party, the Speaker of the House, in this case Nancy Pelosi, who is the queen of political stunts, rejected the submitted names of the minority party. That's never happened in congressional history before. That the Speaker of the House would say no.
I understand that, but let me ask
you this. The minority party to submit the name.
So let me ask you this. Is it possible that you would have agreed with some of the findings? That is, would you have had your mind made up going in? I think that's what they feared, that since you had already predetermined that, and you can push back on this too, that the election of President Trump, of President Biden, was suspect, maybe even illegitimate. There's no point in putting somebody on the committee who is that hardened on one side, isn't open to true fact-finding. That's why you weren't.
Well, that's outrageous. And that just goes to show this is a partisan exercise. And Nancy Pelosi picked Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger to be a part of this committee because they both, at this point, are reading talking points from Pelosi and the Democrats. There's not another side. And why would we say that some questions are allowed and other questions aren't allowed on the committee? And that's why the Republican leader, Kevin McCarthy, is not going to legitimize what's clearly a partisan political sham process, the first time in American history where they've denied the names of the minority party to participate in a committee. I put a website together. You can go and find more about the facts of the matter at a website that I put together. I mean, Pelosi rejected me from the committee, but you can go to vetopelosi.com to learn more about the breakdown of security that happened at the Capitol that day on her watch. But to answer your question, I mean, there are a lot of areas where I think we would agree about things that went wrong January 6th.
Can you just talk to me about the legitimacy of Joe Biden's election? You do believe he's the rightfully elected president of the United States, right?
I've never said anything otherwise. And in fact, Benny Thompson, the chairman of this committee, objected to George W. Bush's election in 2004. So I don't know what a vote about on January 6th, 2004, January 6th on 2021. I don't know what that has to do with doing everything that we can to examine the breakdown of security on January 6th to make sure that something like January 6th never happens again. Yeah. That should be every Republican and every Democrat's goal. But that's not what this process is about, and Pelosi revealed that.
Here's a
last week when she rejected me and moving forward.
This is from the New York Times. Like Mr. Jordan, you, Congressman Banks, supported a Texas lawsuit seeking to toss out key Biden victories and voted to overturn the results in Congress. If you were on that side, then maybe you wouldn't be open to the facts as they are found.
But again, you're reading from the New York Times, which is a very left-wing publication. I had serious constitutional concerns about how some states changed their election rules prior to Election Day.
Yeah.
And I voted to represent the views of my district in exercising my right to vote on behalf of my district on January 6th. But that does not forgive the breakdown of security. It has nothing to do with the breakdown of security that happened at the Capitol on January 6th. Which, and the head of the Capitol Police Union told us this. He said on January 6th, the Capitol Police were unprepared. They were unprepared. They weren't trained for what was going to happen that day, and they weren't equipped with the proper equipment for that day. And those are the questions that deserve an answer. We demand an answer. You can go to vetopelosi.com to learn more about why those questions are so important. And those are questions we're not going to give up on getting answers to.
I hope not. I'd like to have answers to those. I wish there were Republicans on that select committee. Jim Banks is the congressman from Indiana. Hey, Jim, thanks for joining us. My best to you and all the
Thank
folks
you.
Over there.
Have,
I appreciate
have a good day.
You bet. Thanks for coming on. It's